Yes, Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your grace and mercies. I thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for everything you have given to us for free. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in us and through us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us dominion over sin and all the works of the flesh. Thank you for giving us the strength to do your will at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us. Thank you for performing your word, your promises, and prophecies in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for giving us blessings that are beyond what we asked for. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for making us a source of blessing to others. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for showing us your light so that we will not fall into darkness. Thank you for showing us the truth, so that we will be free by the truth. As it is written that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to know your truth. And thank you because we are now free because of your truth. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the helps that you give us in our helplessness. We thank you for the courage and boldness you have given to us to stand for what is right, even when many people out there are doing otherwise. Thank you, Father. We are also grateful for the strength you give us and continue to give us to go through these 40 days fasting. We thank you for how you have sustained us to today. We have already finished many days and we are left with just few days before the 40 days will be completed. You have helped us to go through 30 days. And now we are left with a few more days to end the fasting. Thank you for how you have helped us so far. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to pray. Thank you, Father. We also thank you because by the time this fasting comes to an end, our lives would have already transformed and we shall become the persons you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you take over these prayer meeting right now. In Jesus' name, fill us with your power and presence as we worship and as we pray in Jesus' name. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to pray according to your will in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Yeah, I believe you can all hear me. Yeah, because it is raining here right now. Yeah, so try to listen attentively. We're going to take some worship songs right now before we start to pray with prayer points. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Oh, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What about you? Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit sits on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit sits on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive, forever he's alive, amen. I will lift up his name higher. I will lift up his name higher. O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up his name. I am, oh, we will lift up his name. I am, we will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am. Jehovah, we praise thee. Jehovah, Jehovah, we praise thee. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, We praise thee, Jehovah, we praise thee, Jehovah, we praise thee, King of glory, we praise thee, Jehovah, we praise thee. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise thee. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. Oh, I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Oh, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life with His hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. And I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors. No man can shut. You are not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Our God is not a man. You're not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who holds those no man can show. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you. No one like you, mighty God, no one like you, Master. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, oh, Lion of Judah. You are God, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man, oh, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, oh, human being can fail. You are God, you are not a man, oh, you can never fail us. You are God, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man, you can never disappoint us. You are God, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. We Your name, I am. We lift your name, I am. We lift your name, I am. We lift your name, I am. Jesus, we lift your name, I am. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Oh, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher, Jesus, we lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names higher. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. the God of heaven and the earth, the Lion of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the all-sufficient God, the Almighty God, is the beginning and the ending, the first and last. Worship Him, the Alpha and Omega, the firstborn among the dead. He is the resurrection and life. He is the way, the truth, and life. And no one can come to the Father except through Him. Worship His name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. Is the only one that can save. No other God can save. Worship Him. Is the only one that can deliver. Is the only one that can heal. He's the only one that can redeem. He's the only one that can transform. Worship Him. He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. And to His government, there is no end. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. Praise Him. He gives wisdom to the poor. Praise Him. He's a reliable God. He's a dependable God. No one would trust in Him shall be put to shame. No one has ever trusted in Him and suffer shame. Worship Him. Heaven and earth will fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. But none of His word will go without coming to pass. None of His word will go unfulfilled. What a mighty God we serve. Worship His majesty. Worship His majesty. We praise the everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. Thank You for everything You have done for us. Thank You for everything You are doing for us. Thank You for everything You are going to do for us. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Continue to praise Him. Continue to praise Him. Only Him can do what no man can do. Only Him can do what no government can do. We worship You, Father. We are so grateful for having You in our lives. Thank You, Lord. We are so grateful for having You in our lives. Thank You, Jesus. You are more than a friend. You are more than life to us. You are everything to us. You are everything we need. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him as we normally do. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so merciful unto me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for being so good to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so compassionate to me. Thank you for being so loving to me. Continue to thank him. No one can be good to us as he is. Thank him. No one can show the kind of mercy he shows us all the time. Thank you, Lord, for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for preserving my life from deadly attacks of the enemy. Open your mouth and thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for preserving my life from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for preserving my life and that of my loved ones and that of my family members and that of my household from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for not allowing the powers of the enemy to prevail over my life. Continue to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for not letting the powers of darkness overcome me. Thank you for preserving me from dangers. Thank you for preserving me from untimely death. Thank you, Lord, for preserving me from the arrows of darkness, deadly arrows of darkness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. Yeah. And some of us were attacked with sickness during the course of this fasting. But the power of God healed us. And we didn't stop the fast because of the sickness. We continued the fast. So you're going to thank God for healing your sicknesses. You're going to thank him for taking away your disease. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for healing my sicknesses. Thank you for taking away my disease. Continue to thank him. The enemy thought they could stop you by giving you sickness, but God healed you. The enemy thought they could waste your money by giving you sickness, but God healed you. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Father, for taking away my sicknesses. Thank you for taking away my diseases. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for great blessings you have already released into my life. I might not be seeing them physically yet, but I know you have already released them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for great blessings you have already released into my life that will so manifest in the physical. Thank you, Lord, for great blessings you have already given that will soon manifest in the physical. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank him if you know and you are very sure that God have already released your blessings. Thank him because you are sure that he has already released your blessings and just for them to manifest in the physical realm in their due time. Say, thank you, Father, for you have released my blessings and they will manifest throne. They will manifest very shortly. Thank you, Lord, for you have released my blessings. You have released my physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. There is power in Jesus to move you forward. The next level. The next level. There is power in Jesus to move you forward to the next high level. The next glorious level. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God enter into my life and move me forward to the next level God have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je sete capal de negedevala. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God enter into my life and move me forward to the next phase of my life and destiny that God has already prepared for me. Let the power of God enter into my life right now. Let the power of Jesus enter into my life right now and move me forward. Continue to pray like that. If your life has been stagnant and you have not recorded any significant progress, tonight is your night. The power of God is going to shift you forward. The power of Jesus will shift you forward. You are going to move forward. You are going to break limitations. Pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God enter into my life and push me forward. And move me forward into the next high level, the next glorious level that God has prepared for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying concerning moving forward. I remember the story of Peter. He was a fisherman. He was a fisherman. Yeah, but he never knew that it was time for him to become fishers of men. He had been fishing for fishes. Yeah, he have been a fisher of fishes. But it was time for him to become a fisher of men. Yeah. But when God visited him, when Jesus visited him, Jesus told him, he said, henceforth, you shall be fishers of men. Yeah. So usually, when your life is about to take a new turn, there's going to be a divine visitation. There is usually a divine visitation that precedes great progress. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit me. Visit my life. And let your visitation move me forward. Visit my life and let that visitation do something to me that will move me forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus doesn't visit people empty-handed. God doesn't visit people empty-handed. He will drop something into their lives. He will do something to them. Say, Lord Jesus, visit me. Visit my life. Visit my life and let that visitation do something to me that will move me forward. So, Lord Jesus, visit my life and let your visitation do something to me. Let it do something to my mind, to my brain, to my soul, to my spirit, to my life, to my career, and move me forward. In the name of Jesus, let your visitation do something for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you study that passage very well, that moment Jesus visited Peter, you'll see that he had toyed all night. You know, he was a fisherman and he has this skill of catching fishes. He had toyed all night and he caught nothing. Not a single fish was caught. It was at that very moment, at that moment of prostration. Yeah, at that moment of disappointment, Jesus showed up. I pray for you that Jesus is going to show up in your life. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. Yeah, it doesn't matter what is happening now in your life. Once Jesus shows up, everything will turn around. You just need Jesus to show up. That's all you need. You just need Jesus to show up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest your presence and power in my life that is able to change my life forever. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest your presence and power in my life that is able to change my life forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Manifest your presence and power in my life right now, Lord Jesus. Manifest your presence and power in my life right now, Lord Jesus. Manifest your presence and power in my life right now, Lord Jesus. Your presence and power that is able to change my situation forever. Your presence and power that is able to shift me forward into a new height, into a new ground, into a new glory. Manifest your presence and power in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, progress is not only needed concerning physical things or business or career, yeah, or your profession, yeah. You also need progress in your spiritual life. Yeah. Because the progress Jesus gave Peter was a spiritual progress. Yeah. Because you already had a business. And then Jesus said, you're not going to be fishing for fishes anymore. You are not going to be fishing for men. That is a spiritual promotion. Yeah, and that is more powerful than physical promotion. Yeah, spiritual promotion is more powerful than physical promotion. Yeah. When God gives you power, authority, divine power, divine authority, you are at a higher level than anybody else who is holding a physical position. Yeah, whether the person is the president of the country or the person is the richest man in your country, if you have kingdom, authority, and power, you are higher than that person. Anyone that has the power of God and the authority of God at his command, that person is greater than the president of nations. I don't know if you know that. Anyone that have the power of God and the authority of God at his or her command, that person is greater than president of nations, governors of nations. That person is greater than the richest people in the world. Yeah, but Christians are not pursuing. I realize that Christians are not pursuing spiritual promotion or spiritual progress. Yeah, maybe because they don't know how valuable it is. Yeah, I pray you will know. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit me and raise me higher spiritually. Raise me higher in my spiritual walk with God. Give me spiritual promotion. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me spiritual promotion. Raise me higher spiritually. Raise me higher spiritually. Raise me higher spiritually. Raise me higher. Lift me up spiritually. The Lord Jesus, visit me and lift me up spiritually. Lift me up spiritually. Continue to pray like that. Only if you can know how great spiritual promotion is, you will look for it so hard. You will hunger for it. You will pursue after it so hard. Only if you know how great it is. The Lord Jesus, visit me now and lift me up spiritually. Lift me up spiritually. Give me spiritual promotion. Give me spiritual promotion. Raise me up spiritually. Help me to grow spiritually. Help me to mature spiritually. Help me to have a higher spiritual life than what I have at the moment. So Lord Jesus, visit me and help me to have a higher spiritual life. Give me a higher spiritual life than what I have at the moment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, if you study your Bible very well, you will see the kind of promotion God gives men like Elijah and Elisha. God so much elevated them spiritually that the king of the land call them their father. Yeah, the kings will refer to them as my father. Yeah. God gave them so much spiritual elevation that the kings bow before them. So when you are great spiritually, kings will bow before you. President of nations will bow before you. Go and study Daniel. Go and study the book of Daniel. You will see the same thing there. The king of Babylon bowed before Daniel. Why? Because of his spiritual promotion. God placed him at a high level spiritually, and even the king knew that anyone at this level is greater than his throne. So he bowed to Daniel. Yeah. So I want you to pray again. I don't know why Christians of this generation are not pursuing spiritual elevation. Yeah, I don't know why. We are pursuing things that, you know, that are really not valuable. Yeah. Things that are very, very low. Yeah. I pray you will be wise. I pray you will be wise. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me strong hunger, strong passion for spiritual elevation. You have to really hunger for these things before you can have it. The Holy Spirit created me strong hunger, strong passion for spiritual promotion, for spiritual growth, for spiritual maturity, for spiritual elevation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you know how powerful spiritual promotion is, you will be willing to leave everything and pursue after it. You'll be willing to leave everything else and pursue after it. If you really know. If you really know. The Holy Spirit created in me a strong hunger, a strong passion, a strong desire for spiritual elevation, for spiritual growth, for spiritual maturity, in the name of Jesus. Nihon de leshu jenala. Tashta negene hadi jala. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Pray because you want this thing. Pray because you want this thing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there was this sorcerer or magician in the land of Samaria. Yeah. The man was a sorcerer. He performs magic. And he performs dark art in the land of Samaria. And he has deceived a lot of people through his sorcery and magic. Yeah, but the mercy of God brought an evangelist into the land of Samaria. And we know that man. Yeah. His name was Philip the Evangelist. You can read about this in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. So Philip entered into that land of Samaria. He took the gospel to them. And he would pray for sick people, and they would be, and, you know, and they got healed. He cast out devils. He did a lot of miracles. And this sorcerer was there. He was so excited. So when Philip said, "How many of you want to give your lives to Jesus?" Even that sorcerer joined them. He said he also wants to give his life to Jesus because he saw a power that is greater than his own powers. Yeah, but that is not where I'm going. Now, when the apostles were invited, when Peter and John were invited from Jerusalem to Samaria to witness what God was doing in Samaria through the evangelist. So the apostles began to lay hands on the people who have given their lives to Jesus so that they can receive the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and this man, the sorcerer, he saw that whenever Peter lay hands on the people, they got the Holy Ghost. And he understood that it is this Holy Ghost that is making these miracles happen. So he went into his house, he packed a lot of money. And then he brought the money to Peter. He said, "Take this money and give me this power too." Praise the Lord. Yeah, so he brought the money and then he wants Peter to give him, he wanted to buy the Holy Ghost through money. Yeah, and Peter said, you know, let your money, I forgot how Peter put it, but Peter rebuked him. Yeah. He rebuked him and told him that for doing that, for trying to buy the Holy Ghost, he's under a curse already. Yeah, and the man began to beg. Now, my point is that if you have the Holy Ghost in fullness, you have the greatest treasure ever. Yeah, the greatest treasure that is superior to everything else. So you're going to pray. Yeah, so that man thought you could buy the Holy Ghost with money, just the way many Christians are trying to do now. They are not seeking God for the Holy Ghost. But then they will come with money and then they will say, "Man of God, take this money, pray for me." Yeah. You cannot get the Holy Ghost like that. Yeah, you can give to man of God. Yeah. But that will not give you the Holy Ghost. That will not give you spiritual growth. To have this spiritual growth, you have to hunger for it. You have to pursue after it. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, separate me from everything that is not allowing me to pursue after spiritual growth and maturity. The Father, separate me from those distractions." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, separate me from everything that is not allowing me to pursue after the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Everything that is not allowing me to pursue after spiritual elevation. Everything that is distracting me from pursuing after spiritual maturity. Father, separate me from them now. Separate me from them now. I believe you're praying. Separate me from them now. Whatsoever is not allowing me to pursue after spiritual growth. Oh Lord, separate me from them and separate those things from me in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that is not allowing me to pursue after the power of God, after divine empowerment, whatsoever that is not allowing me to pursue after Holy Ghost empowerment, Holy Ghost baptism. Oh Lord, separate me from such things. And continue to say, Father, help me to value spiritual growth more than any other thing else. So Father, help me to value spiritual promotion, spiritual elevation more than every other thing else. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that spiritual growth is more important than your business? It is more important than your career. It is more important than your job. It is more important than making money. Say, Father, help me to value spiritual growth than every other thing else. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are still going to pray. I want to read that place for you. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 8. Yeah, the name of that man was Simon the Sorcerer. Simon the Sorcerer. Yeah, I'm going to read from verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now this man was a sorcerer, but he had not yet given up his power. Yeah, though he also believed in Jesus and was baptized in water, but he had not yet surrendered all his power and all his magic to Jesus. Yeah, so he was still full of himself. Verse 14. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet it was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Verse 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee. Yeah, that is where I'm going. Peter said, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Now, can you see that? He offered money to buy the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and Peter said, your money perish with you. Why? Because you can't buy the Holy Ghost with money. You can't buy the gift of God with money. Yeah, and that is the problem with many Christians today. I've had some Christians, then they will say, every time I go to church, they keep asking for money. The pastors will keep saying, contribute this, contribute that, give this, give that. So he said, well, those Christians would say, then let me just go and work for money. Since even if I go to any church, they keep asking me for money and I don't have the money. So let me just go and work for money. It's like the church is all about money. Yeah, so those people, they stopped going to church regularly. So they went to make money. So it is when they have a lot of money, they go to church, and when they say give, they give a lot of money, and then they're excited. So in their mind, they think Christianity is just about money. Why? Because the church leaders are now convincing them that the gift of God can be purchased with money. Praise the Lord. So we must correct this mindset if we are going to really grow spiritually at this time. Yeah. Money has its own place, and then the gift of God has its own place. Yeah, so you can't equate money with the gift of God. They can never, they can never be on the same level. Yeah, the gift of God is priceless. Spiritual growth is priceless. Yeah. And you must let that sink into your head, into your mind, that spiritual things are priceless. And there's no way I can get there, I can buy them with money. Yeah, so when that mindset is corrected, it will be easy for you to grow spiritually. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me the right mindset that will lead me into spiritual elevation, or that will elevate me spiritually. So Holy Spirit, give me the right mindset. Give me the right mindset. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, that man, the sorcerer, he had the wrong mindset. And because of that, he was denied the Holy Ghost. I pray you will not be denied the Holy Ghost. I pray you will not be denied spiritual elevation. Maybe you already have a wrong mindset. The Holy Spirit, give me the right mindset that will lift me up spiritually in the name of Jesus. Some of you think your job is more important than spiritual growth. You think making money is more important than spiritual growth. And that is why you are not getting the spiritual growth. Because you have a wrong mindset. Because you have a wrong mindset. Continue to pray. The Holy Spirit, give me the right mindset that will elevate me spiritually. Give me the right mindset, the right motive that will connect me with God's power. Give me the right mindset that will connect me with divine authority and divine dominion. Give me the right mindset. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, some of you might be thinking, does that mean God doesn't need our money? No, God needs your money. But whenever you give, you must do it with the right mindset. Yeah, you must not think that money can replace the things God demands from you before he can elevate you spiritually. Yeah, so you must not think giving the money will replace what God demands from you. Yeah, but before he will elevate you spiritually. Yeah, so the spiritual elevation and money, they are two different things. So when you give God money, you are saying, God, I give you back what you have given me because I love you. Yeah, you're going to say, God, you own me and you own all I have. So I'm returning what is yours. I'm returning it back to you. Yeah, so it's an act of love when you give. Yeah, and God knows how to reward you. Yeah, but don't think that is all that God wants from me. He just wants me to give. No. God wants more from you. He wants more from us. In fact, he prefers your spiritual growth more than your money. Yeah, he wants more from you. Yeah, he wants your heart. He wants your soul. He wants to draw you closer to himself. He wants to be able to talk to you, relate with you. Yeah, he wants to be able to use you for his glory. God wants more from us. But this generation, they think, let me just give God money, then let him leave me alone. No, that is not the kingdom of God. Whoever is giving you such impression is an agent of Satan. Yeah, whoever is preaching and telling people to exalt money and making money above spiritual growth, that person is from the devil. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to lay down everything to embrace you. Help me to lay down everything. Apostle Paul said he counted all that he had gained in this world as rubbish, as dung, so that he can gain Christ. Before you gain Christ, you must lay down everything. You must count every other thing as rubbish, as less valuable, as less important. So you're going to say, Father, help me to lay down everything and embrace you. Help me to lay down everything and embrace Jesus. Help me to lay down everything to gain Jesus, to gain Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who found a precious item in a field. And that man went to sell all that he had to buy that field. When you consider the kingdom of heaven as more important, you are going to lay down every other thing. You are going to surrender every other thing. You are going to give up every other thing to gain the kingdom, to gain God. How much do you value the kingdom? Do you value money more than the kingdom? Do you value making money more than God's kingdom? Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to lay down everything to gain your kingdom, to gain Christ in the name of Jesus. Help me to lay down everything to gain Christ, to gain spiritual maturity. Help me to lay down everything. Peter left everything. And not only him, all the other apostles, they left everything and they followed Jesus. Because they saw that Jesus is more important than what they were doing. They had their businesses, but they left those businesses. Yeah, because they realize that Jesus and following Jesus is more important. Say, Father, help me to lay down everything to gain Jesus, to gain the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Research revealed to us that in the early church, the main reason why the people gave generously was to deliver themselves from greed. Yeah, that was what we learned from church history. Yeah, that the people in the early church, that is in the days when the apostles planted the church in Jerusalem, one of the main things that motivated them to give was because they wanted to be free from greed, from covetousness. Yeah, so they were being encouraged to give so that they will not perish with money. You can see what Peter told that man. He said, let your money perish with you. Yeah, so if we have money, we will perish with it. Because money is going to end in this world. So if we take us to hell, if we have it. Yeah, so in order for those people to deliver their souls from slavery to money, so they were giving generously. Yeah, because giving is how you deliver your soul from the slavery of money. Yeah, generous giving. That is how you publicly confirm that you are not serving money. You will publicly confirm it, that you are not a slave to money by giving generously to God. So that was the main reason why the people in the early church were giving to God generously. Yeah, not because they were trying to show that they have money. So you're going to pray. Why is it so hard for many of us to give generously to God? Yeah. Why is it so hard for you to give generously to God? Yeah, if you cannot do that, it means your soul is still enslaved by money, and your soul is still being controlled by money. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from every slavery to money and earthly possessions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Now, just pray this prayer. Even if you think you are not a slave to money, just pray. You might be surprised what God will be showing you after this prayer. Yeah, you just pray. Because you might not even know that you are a slave to money. except God show you that you are a slave. You might not know. You might not know. I know what I'm talking about. So tell God, say, with your fire, deliver my soul from whatever slavery I am in regarding money in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from every slavery of money, every slavery of earthly possessions, every slavery of material possessions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from such slavery right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver my soul from every slavery of earthly possessions, every slavery of silver and gold, every slavery of money. Holy Ghost fire, set me free now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, God is looking for Christians and servants of God, ministers of God, that will be able to do what Peter did in that passage. Christians and servants of God, they'll be able to reject money that is coming with a wrong motive. Now, Peter rejected the offer not because Peter doesn't spend money or he doesn't need money. He rejected it because of the motive, the mindset that was backing up the money. I don't know if you get it. So it is not the money itself that is wrong. It is the mind behind the money. Yeah, the mindset behind the money. That was what disqualified the acceptance of that gift. In the same way, many of you, your mindset towards giving to God is not right. So, and then after you have given, or after you have given sacrificially, you couldn't get the reward. Yeah, because your mindset behind it was not right. Yeah, but that's not even where I'm going. I want you to pray that God will give you the grace to reject any offer, any gift that is a poison to God's presence in your life. Yeah, no matter how expensive the offer is, that God will give you the strength to reject such offer. Open your mouth and pray like that. That you will have the strength, the same strength and boldness that Peter had. Say, Father, give me the strength to reject any offer, no matter how expensive it is, that is the poison to your presence in my life. any offer that is a poison to your power in my life. Say, Father, give me the strength to reject them. Even if they are millions and billions, even if they're worth millions and billions and trillions of money, say, Lord, help me to reject them. Some ladies, they have brought great cost upon their lives because they accepted some gift from strange men. From men who had a wrong motive behind the gift they gave. Pray, the Lord, give me strength to reject any gift, any offer that is a poison to your presence in my life. Give me the strength, O Lord. Give me the boldness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We already have men of God in this generation, women of God, who are ready to reject any form of gift that is coming with a wrong motive. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, this is going to be the last prayer point for spiritual promotion, for spiritual elevation. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see how much I have missed, how much I have lost concerning spiritual maturity. That is, open my eyes to see what I could have attained by now, if I had taken my spiritual life very serious. The Lord, open my eyes to see them. So if you can see them, maybe you're going to take your spiritual life serious. Can we begin to pray like that? If I open my eyes to see how much I have missed concerning spiritual growth and elevation. Open my eyes to see how much I would have attained spiritually, how high I would have been spiritually if I had taken my spiritual life serious. The Lord, open my eyes now in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see how high I would have gotten spiritually if I had been serious about my spiritual growth. Show me so that I will do everything it takes to become who you want me to be spiritually. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. for every one of you here that the deception and the lies of darkness that have filled this world, the deception and the lies of Satan that have filled the earth at this time, that is making millions and billions of people to disregard spiritual things, spiritual growth. That lie that is making billions of people disregard, to devalue spiritual things and spiritual growth. I pray that such lies and deception will not touch you. In the name of Jesus, the lies and deception that have filled this world and is making people downgrade and disregard the things of the kingdom of heaven and spiritual growth, I pray that such lies and deception shall not prevail over your soul. In the name of Jesus, you shall be wiser than Satan at this time. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that even after you have made a lot of money, you shall return the money back to your Creator. I pray that the grace to return everything God has given you back to God. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to pray 5 more prayer points before we round off the session. Now, we're talking about progress. You need opportunities for progress to happen. You need to be exposed to a lot of opportunities. So you're going to pray. Yeah, especially opportunities in the area where you need progress. You need a lot of opportunities in that area. Otherwise, there might never be progress. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send into my life a lot of opportunities that will produce the progress that I need in every area of my life at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send into my life a lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities that will produce the progress that I need in every area of my life at this time. Send me the opportunities right now. Send the opportunities into my life right now. Continue to pray. Maybe there is an opportunity somewhere concerning the skill that you have learned. Maybe there is an opportunity somewhere concerning your qualification, your academic qualification. Maybe there is an opportunity somewhere for the spiritual gift that you have. maybe there is an opportunity somewhere concerning the business ideas that you have. Pray that God will send the opportunities to you, or God will take you to where the opportunities are. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, take me to where the opportunities are. The opportunities that will produce my progress. Father, take me to where they are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have formal prayer point. You also need to know that pain is an enemy of progress. Pain. S-I-N. Which means disobedience to God and His word. When you disobey God and you disobey God's word, you are sin. Yeah, if there is sin in your life, you will hardly move forward. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, deliver me from every pain that is a stumbling block to my progress. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me from every pain that is making my progress difficult and impossible. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me from every sin that is making my progress difficult and impossible. Deliver me now. Give me a nature that cannot sin. Give me a nature that cannot sin. In the name of Jesus, create in me a new nature that cannot sin. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Curse is also an enemy of progress. When there is a curse on your life, that is C-U-R-S-E, C-U-R-S-E, curse. When there is a curse, it will make your progress impossible. But thanks be to God for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus destroys every curse. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every curse on my life and destiny that is not allowing me to experience progress. Destroy the curse right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. The blood of Jesus, destroy every curse that is upon my life. Every curse that is upon my body, my soul, my spirit, that is affecting the manifestation of progress in my life, that is stopping the manifestation of progress in my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy the curse now. Whether I inherited the curse from my parents and ancestors, or whether it was pronounced upon my life from the realms of darkness or from agents of darkness, blood of Jesus, cancel them all right now. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cancel every curse that is upon my life and destiny that is preventing progress from happening in my life. Blood of Jesus, cancel the curse. Cancel the curse. Cancel the curse right now. Destroy the curse right now. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, do you know that even God, I mean, you can also receive a curse from God. Yeah, so pray that even if the curse came from God, because I disobeyed God, because I disobeyed God's word, the blood of Jesus cancel that as well in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, let the blood of Jesus cancel every curse that is upon my life. Where, irrespective of the thought of the curse, whether it comes from my sin, my disobedience, whether the curse comes from my disobedience of God's word, or it comes from darkness and demons, then let the blood of Jesus cancel them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Another thing that can also prevent progress is fear. Fear from taking the action that God wants you to take. Yeah, when God wants you to take a bold step and you are scared of taking that step, you will not move forward. Yeah, Abraham had to take a bold step. Yeah, even at that time his name was Abram. God said, leave your father's house to where I'm going to show you. And he left, even though he didn't understand how he would get to where God, or God is taking him. But he obeyed. Yeah, he obeyed. Even though he wasn't sure if he was going to prosper, where he will be going. Yes, he will be. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I cast out every fear in me that is not allowing me to move forward. Every fear that is not allowing me to to have progress come out of my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every fear that is not allowing me to take this step that I should take for me to move forward, I command such fear to come out of my life right now. Come out of my mind. Come out of my body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus. Every fear that is not allowing me to do what God has called me to do. Every fear that is not allowing me to continue doing what God has called me to do. Come out of my life right now. Come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Every fear that is not allowing me to do what I'm supposed to be doing at this time. Even the things the Holy Spirit is telling me to do at this time. Every fear that is not allowing me to obey the Holy Spirit. Come out right now from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying for me. And then the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You also need strength to move forward. Yeah. You know that an horse cannot run beyond its strength. Once an horse is tired, no matter what the rider on that horse do to the horse is not going to move. The horse will not move anymore. Yeah, because that animal doesn't have the strength to move anymore. Yeah, so you need strength to move forward. Once your strength is exhausted, you will not be able to move forward anymore. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, fill me with enough strength that is able to move me forward to where you are taking me. Say, Father, fill me with enough strength that is able to move me forward to where you are taking me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with enough strength that is able to take me to my divine destination. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with enough strength that is able to take me from where I am right now to where God wants me to be. Fill me now with divine strength. Lord Jesus, fill me with strength that is able to take me from where I am right now to where you want me to be. Heal me now with strength, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, before I pray for you, if you miss the scripture that I read, the scripture verses that I read, maybe you missed that place and you want to go over the scripture again in your own private time. Yeah, in your own personal Bible study. Yeah, the scripture is Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, from, you can try to read from verse 9 to verse 21. Yeah, you can decide to read it from verse 9 to verse 21 in your own time. Now, raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time. You have given to us to spend in your presence. Thank you for your mercy and love and grace that is working in our lives. Thank you for caring so much for us, such that you always help us whenever we need help. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy that speaks for us all the time. Thank you for your mercy that brings us forgiveness after we have repented of our sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the blessings you have already given to us at this time. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we come before you, before your throne, with humility of heart. And we ask that you visit us and change our lives and situations in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you touch everyone here and take away any root of darkness in their lives in Jesus' name. Touch the bodies, soul, and spirit of your people. Touch their bodies and souls and spirit right now and give them complete deliverance from whatever captivity or oppression of darkness that is going on in their lives. Father, give them complete deliverance right now in Jesus' name. For those that need healing in their bodies, Father, give them healing right now in the name of Jesus. For those that need spiritual growth, yeah, because they are desperate for it and they seriously want it, Father, give it to them right now in the name of Jesus. For those that need financial breakthroughs so that they can serve you with their money, Father, give them the financial breakthroughs right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you destroy every curse of stagnation, every ancestral curse, satanic curse upon the lives of your people that have caused stagnation and delays in their lives. Every curse that have tied your people down to a spot and they couldn't move forward from that spot. Father, I ask that you take away the curse right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that you will not by yourself with your own hand destroy your blessings in the name of Jesus. You will not by yourself with your own hand disconnect from your blessings and cast away your blessings in Jesus' name. Thank you, faithful Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. We are going to stop here. Remain blessed.